Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 83 for Monday, January 27th, 2014. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer, and alongside me is my good buddy slash co-host, Scott Benz.
It feels like it's been a while since we've done this.
It's been a little bit, and I assume you have now fully figured out what iTunes reviews do.
No.
All right, Scott, I don't know what to do with you anymore. I'm almost ready to give up. Almost. So, Scott, since it has been a while, what have you been playing?
Well, right after we got done recording the award show we did back in December, I think later that week, NCAA 14 was dropped down to $15 as a download title on the 360. So I picked it up.
And you loved it, right?
I knew I was going to love it. I know the game's awesome.
Best football game you've ever played.
Yeah. No. I 100% agree with that.
Better than Madden 25.
Yes, definitely. Right. I've always said that. I just get into the NFL more than I do college football. So.
But the NFL doesn't even have a football team in your area. You have the Wisconsin Badgers to play in NCAA.
Yeah, that's kind of my area. I kind of live in Wisconsin.
It's closer than Lambeau is now, right?
Actually, it's about a horse apiece either way.
Please tell me what a horse apiece means.
I don't know, it's an old-time saying I picked up. Basically, it's about the same distance either way now.
Exactly the distance before your horse will die? Is that what it is?
Something like that. I wouldn't need more horses to go one way or the other.
How many hands away is it? Isn't that how you measure a horse, in hands?
I don't know.
I believe it is. So, Scott, I've been playing a lot of Madden.
Yeah, I haven't just been playing NCAA.
Why not? That's all you should be playing right now.
Well, no, here's what I did.
Did you find a really awesome online dynasty to be in?
Oh, I did. Right. It is awesome. Played a couple games, won a couple. I won my first game against Rutgers. I won it 26-27. And I won it because they gambled on winning the game versus going to overtime and lost.
Never, never gamble. That's what I always say. You know what happens when you gamble? You lose.
Let's see. Then I lost my second game against Northwestern of all teams. Yeah, that was mildly embarrassing. And I think I just couldn't get my offense going in that game.
Yeah, some games I feel like, just for no reason, I will not be able to do anything offensively. I don't understand it sometimes.
And then I destroyed Minnesota and won Paul Bunyan's axe.
That's like a thing, right?
Right. But, so answer me this. Maybe you guys know this. How come my coach isn't earning any experience?
He should be.
No, he's not.
Are you doing something wrong?
I don't know. Does it not, because I started mid-season, does it not let me earn experience until the beginning of next season? My coordinators are earning experience.
When you say experience, you need to unlock that stuff, right?
Yeah, to become better at recruiting or not have the away effects affect you as much.
I think it takes longer to earn the head coach stuff, but the coordinator stuff I think comes
faster. Yeah, but I literally have gotten zero experience in three games. And I've been playing an offline one too, and I went up two levels after playing the first game.
I wonder if there's milestones you have to hit in the games.
Well, my I'm going to go with my theory of I don't get to earn experience until the beginning of next season for some reason or another, which doesn't make much sense, but it's all I got to go with.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense, but I think you should go with that.
Since
now.
I did come in mid-season.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be something weird like that.
Yeah.
Did you create a new coach, or did you just take over the guy that was there?
I created a new coach.
Yeah, it could be something wonky like that.
Yeah, so, well, if I hope not, because that's going to severely handicap me later on.
Yeah, it could. Especially in recruiting and stuff.
Right.
How have you loved recruiting?
I've only dabbled in it. I pretty much just do the scouting and then go and then let the computer dole out the points.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I'll just find the players and let the computer handle on trying to get them.
Yeah. It's not a bad way to go at it.
The computer doesn't do scouting if you don't do it.
Yeah.
I've noticed, so.
Hey, you know what I've noticed? In NHL, the computer doesn't do jack crap in the offseason.
I know that, and I warned everyone about that, and then Jeff decided to just fast forward through the entire offseason.
Yeah. I'm going to blame this all on Jeff, because I have no goalie. And I don't think I'll have a goalie till the next advance, because they're all like, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, no, you won't. You're stuck for these, for all the games you got to play right now, unless you can trade.
Good, so I'm just going to smoke you real quick with a terrible backup goalie and see how that works out.
Yeah, it's GM Connected is a great mode, but you really got to have everyone on the same page.
I don't even want to be on the same book. But
it dawned on me there would have been one way around it, and it just hit me like today. Just leave the league while the off season happens.
Brilliant.
Just leave the league. I mean, there's no experience, there's no penalty. Just leave the league and then come back when we have games to play again. The computer will handle it for you.
You should have told me that a long time ago, Scott.
I only thought of it today.
God damn you. I blame you.
And the thing is, someone would have had to stay in and actually do stuff themselves.
Yeah, Jeff. That's why we have Jeff.
Because if we all leave, then the league disappears, and that's that. So I picked up NCAA. So I played through a season of that, did the exporting of the draft class, and then I played through a season of Madden. And through playing in NCAA, I kind of formulated in my head how I wanted Madden to play, like with the timing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, and it took me a game or two to get it right, but now I'm playing Madden on 8-minute quarters with a 25-second run. The clock runs to 25 seconds after every play when the clock should be running.
Jesus.
And I actually found, and the thing is, I don't worry about the play clock otherwise. I only run it down, like, you know, in the 2-minute war, you know, when you'd run the clock down.
Right.
Because that's pretty much how NCAA does it. You know, you just do what you need to do and don't worry about the clock so much. And I actually found that works pretty well, except, of course, when you're trying to run the clock and you have to sit there and do nothing. But I've complained about that for years, so.
I don't know. But I feel like that's way too long.
No, actually, it didn't feel too long. And the most important thing to me is that the stats were lining up.
Yeah.
That's always been a huge problem in both games for me, is that you can either, you're always either like number one in offense and like, or number, you're like at least in offense and most in defense, even though you're winning all the time.
Right.
Just because you don't play as long, so the other team just doesn't have an opportunity to get as many yards.
Yeah.
And I'm playing 7-minute quarters in NCAA. I added the extra minute to Madden because of the way that the clock runs differently. Because it ticks down after every play.
Yeah, in NCAA it stops after
First down.
And the clock stops after first downs, yeah.
Yeah, so I added the extra minute to Madden to make up for that. It actually balances out really well. I feel like people are getting accurate numbers and stuff like that.
I feel like you just have all the time in the world on your hands.
I don't, but
that's why I'm actually liking in Ultimate Team. It's like 4-minute quarters.
Yeah,
that's good.
I took a look at NCAA Ultimate Team, but it's just. I even tried playing a Madden Ultimate Team again since I actually had a team there, and it's. I just get smoked. It's not fun for me anymore.
Well, you're also jumping in so late that everybody's teams are stacked.
Exactly, it's fun when you start. But by this time, if you don't keep up or you don't spend real money, it's not fun anymore.
Well, if you need some coin, let me know.
Yeah.
I think I got like 100,000 now on Xbox. Eh.
It's part not even the point for me.
It's all the point.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Other than that, I've also been slowly working through on my 3DS, Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds. That game is awesome. If you have a 3DS, go check it out.
I still need to get one of those.
Yeah, you should.
Mainly for Pokemon, but... I also have a...
There's a lot of good stuff on it, I will say.
I have the first game on Super NES, but I have not played it. I played it for like 20 minutes, and I was like, all right, I'm already thoroughly confused.
That is sad. That's very sad.
I also have like Pac-Man DX or something on it, and it's pretty awesome. So I just play that.
Yeah, I'm totally going to play Link to the Past again when I get done with Link Between Worlds.
Hmm. Interesting. Then you're really going through time in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
I've decided that Zelda 2, The Legend Adventures of Link, right?
Yeah.
That's the best one in the series. No questions asked. By far.
You'd get a lot of questions asked, but okay.
No,
I also enjoy it, but you tell a lot of people that, and they'll look at you like...
You know why? Those people are hipsters. They don't understand. They're like, oh my god, I love Majora's Mask so much. No. Legend of Zelda 2 is the one. going through the cemetery and stuff.
And see, I don't even agree with... I like Zelda 2, which is even weirder among some Zelda fans, but I don't think it's the best. I think Link to the Past is the best. Anyway, sports game podcast.
Yeah. There's power-ups and stuff. It's like a sports game. Almost. Not really.
Yeah, we play other games, too.
Yeah. You can hit the Doku tree, right? That's like a sport.
They're actually in A Link Between Worlds, there is some sort of like baseball mini game. I haven't played it yet, but there's like some sort of baseball game you can play.
I'll see. Thanks for bringing it right back around, Scott.
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah, that was a segue. I didn't even mean to.
Yeah. Any other games other than your non-sports games that are not warranted on this podcast?
Oh, WWE 2K14. I'm still playing that.
That game exists still.
Yeah, no, and it's still great. We're finally the tag team champions.
That's all that really matters. Do we have a cool tag team name?
We're just That Sports Gamer Crew. I did for now.
That works for me. Who did we beat for the titles? Was it an awesome match, or was it just a normal match?
It was an okay match. It was we beat Tenzai and Brodus Clay.
Sure. That's Prince Albert and that other guy.
Yeah.
And interesting tag team.
The big dancing guy. Yeah. And then I totally went and rearranged my universe. I didn't reset it. I just rearranged it, basically midstream. Basically, I threw all the old guys on one roster and all the new guys in another roster and then mixed it up a little bit to make it more even. But basically, I turned it into WWE and WCW again.
Well, that's always an option.
Yeah, you can do all sorts of crazy things. So we're still we're the WWE Tag Team Champions as opposed to just being the Tag Team Champions.
Can we unify the titles?
We could.
We should do that. Be the best tag team ever. Yeah, I still have not gone back because I don't want to finish the 30 years of WrestleMania. I just kind of.
You don't want to play as John Cena that much?
Yeah. I think I'm still in that last section. I think I have like 9 of the 10 to go. But it's like I also just don't want this to end, so I'll just keep remembering this as the greatest game ever. I've tried watching wrestling recently. It's been horrible. So,
continue. Well, actually, I don't know. It's been, they've been doing a lot of good things with Daniel Bryan. So, I'm watching the Royal Rumble tonight, or did watch it last night.
Yeah. Didn't he become part of, like, those weird guys, and then, like, a week later, he was not part of those weird guys?
Yeah, yeah. Which is fine, because it was one of those things where...
They really slow played that one.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, I don't know. But yeah, I gotta get back to WWE. Have you played online anymore? Is that still...
Occasionally. It depends on your opponent. You can beat anybody, but every now and then you run into someone who's just so obnoxious you don't want to play them.
Yeah.
The kind of person whose their winning tactic is to keep hold you outside of the ring until 9 and then run back in while you can't.
That's pretty genius. That's how I had to win a lot of games in that Lucha Libre game from a couple years ago. And it was like 6-on-1. Or it was a six-man tag. It was like, I'm just going to throw all these guys out of the ring, and I'm going to dive back in and try to win.
The funny thing is that the way the online ranking system works, you actually would get more points for losing a great match than you would by winning by count-out.
Well, hey. That's why I'm excited to see what they do next year. But
yeah. I decided the one thing I really wish they would take out, I liked it at first, but the more I think about it, it kind of takes away the suspense. Is the pinfall meter.
Yeah.
Just have it go back.
If it's really good.
Yeah, just have it go back to you don't really know if you're going to kick out or not. And I think I wouldn't mind if they allowed some exceptions. Like, if you have a finisher, how about you can use the finisher to instantly kick out of anything?
Yeah, what does it do now? When you do it, it just makes the thing bigger, right?
You've got
only if you have resiliency.
Yeah, you've got resiliency, which you can use one time, which pretty much just makes the little, golf thing you got. Or, I always call it a golf meter. But it makes that bigger for you to hit, and you got that one time. Or you can break out of any submission.
Right.
It's the one thing that game really does bad on, and it's kind of they're trying to balance it as a fighting game, so I know why they're doing it. But you really kind of lose the suspense of, am I going to kick out or not with that, or submit with those meters.
Right. Always make them submit. It's way easier.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. There's the people who realize, like, and the worst part is, it's not even impossible to pin anybody anymore. I mean, if you hit a finisher and it's late in the match, you're going to get like a sliver you got to hit that, with the online timing, is going to be next to impossible. I've only done it once or twice. Yeah. But you still have people who will just win by submission because you can.
So I'm going to have to go online and just win by submission all the time.
Which is, yeah, well, I think it's terrible when you take, like, Santino and make Andre the Giant tap out. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, Andre the Giant does have about 3 different moves, so. Santino's got the little snake thing. I'm sure he has at least 2 more moves, which is
yeah, but on par. You make him tap out by, like, grabbing his arms and jabbing your knee into his back. And in real life, he would just, you know, pull his arms forward and flip you over his head.
Yeah, I feel like some of that stuff just shouldn't even be a submission. Like, yes, it should do damage, but it shouldn't do the damage of a submission move.
Right.
Like when you just do the put the knee in the back and pull the guy's arms back.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever – that's not a submission move. That's
no one has ever
– just work guy down move.
Yeah, no one has ever submitted to that move in the history of professional wrestling ever.
Yeah. Except probably back in the day when it was like, we don't really care about these people, so I'm going to do this until this guy's arms rip off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then maybe. but stuff like – any stuff that everybody can do just randomly,
yeah,
I would probably just not allow that to be a submission move.
Right.
Like, even if it fills it up, it just lets him go and takes the full damage. Just
right.
Just to be done with it. I don't know. That's just my 2 cents, but
yeah, it's just, you know, it's an imbalance in the game when you're playing online. If you're playing against someone who plays it straight, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Anything else, Scott? Since you've played all the games in the world, apparently.
Apparently, no. No, I think I'm done. At least with anything worth mentioning.
All right. On my side, Madden, a lot of Ultimate Team. I got Jerry Rice yesterday. Holler. He's pretty awesome.
Awesome. Isn't he 99 overall?
Yeah, there's actually 2 different Jerry Rices that are 99 overalls. This is the one that has, I think, 100 catch. So.
Oh, I see. So he will catch anything thrown in a 5-mile radius of him.
Pretty much. I don't know what his catch in traffic is. I think it's pretty high, but catch in traffic is, as I've learned from Zach Farley of Madden Tips, is that is a thing that once you catch it, lets them continue to hold it. So they don't catch it, and then they get blown up, and then they drop it. Yeah, catching traffic's the most important thing now at Madden, pretty much. Don't ask me why, but I mean, obviously you know why, because it's pretty important, but
yeah, because it's hard to, you don't really ever get wide open.
Yeah. And there's always someone there to hit you within, like, a half second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've played more of Gran Turismo 6 in the last couple of weeks than I think I've played of any Gran Turismo game ever combined.
Now, how is that one? I haven't tried it yet.
It's pretty amazing. And the reason we have the chat room is because the icon 785 just said he has 99 catch in traffic.
Mm.
Don't forget, you can watch most episodes of That Sports Gamer Show streaming live on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. Make sure you go over there and follow that channel, and you will get emails when we start streaming a new episode. Or whenever I can just go on and play video games. But I digress. Yeah, Gran Turismo 6, really good. And I feel like they've finally gotten to a point where I'm making enough money where I feel happy. Like in 3 and 4, I always felt like I need to go and I need to grind a lot to make a lot of money. Okay. But I feel like in this one, they've gotten it to you make the right amount of money to be successful.
Okay.
And I always feel like I have enough money to go and get a good car for whatever the next set of races I need to go into.
Okay. My question would be, is there some sort of balance between being realistic to control and being fun? Because that's always been my problem with Gran Turismo.
Yeah, I think this one's actually a lot more fun to control. Though, I mean, sometimes you still get into problems where, like, cars are too crazy to handle, which I assume is super realistic, and then it becomes not fun.
Right. And the thing is, I want to be able to drive these ridiculously fast sports cars and have fun doing it. That's why I play like Need for Speed.
Yeah, like I have I got a Lamborghini Aventoro, something like that, which is like their Aventador, maybe. Probably sounds right because that's like a bull type thing. Yeah, it's really fast, and you have to get to the point where you know, okay, I can't use this car on tracks with a lot of turns.
Yeah,
like. If it has a lot of turns, I need to use something else because this car can bust ass down a straightaway, but trying to navigate a whole bunch of turns just isn't going to work.
Right.
And all you're going to do is frustrate yourself. And there's going to be races where you need to learn you're just not going to win. Just be happy with fifth place. take that cash and continue. But I just got a new, what did I get? The cars I like to really get in that game are all the, like, super special PlayStation Gran Turismo cars.
Ah.
So I got, like, I think it's an NSX GT500 stealth model. And it's got, like, the PlayStation and Gran Turismo logos on it and stuff.
Fun.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think we may have to rent that.
And I have a 2013 Mustang. I think it has, like, 1,000 horsepower. It is so fast.
So here's my question for you. If I go and rent Gran Turismo 6, how long will it be before I can actually start playing it when I get home?
Well, I think there's, like, an update you have to do. Well, first off, you have to update your PlayStation. Then I think you have to update Gran Turismo, the app. Like, you know how it's like, oh, update this before you go into it. And then right. I think when you go into it, there's another thing to update.
And won't I have to install the game, too?
Yeah, you probably have to do that the first time you do it.
Because I remember when I rented Gran Turismo 5, it was like that. And it was one of the first games I rented when I got my PS3. It was Gran Turismo 5, and it was like, yeah, install the game, and it's going to take like an hour. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think it's a little faster. But I still feel like the loading screens are actually still pretty long.
Wow.
But especially for like the longer races with a bunch of cars.
Oh, man.
It takes a while to load.
Yeah, that was always one of the killing points of the show was load times. They finally got that under control.
Yeah. And they took out, they changed up all the menus and stuff. So there's not as much of the friends stuff as there used to be. Like before you could give friends cars and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to say they took out all that stuff where you were, like, the manager of a team and you had drivers. I mean, that could be in there, and I just wasn't looking at it.
That could be.
I actually like that because that was a good way to make money.
It was also a good way to actually, like, see the game and, you know, at least pretend you have some control over the car.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't do the lending cars anymore, which kind of sucks.
Oh.
Because that was one of those things, like, they have those special races where it's like, here's three races, you need to have a pickup truck. And you're never, ever going to use a pickup truck again.
Yeah, but I can't even find a pickup. I remember I can't even find a pickup truck.
Yeah, there's like four. I think there's like an F-150 and maybe a Toyota Tundra or something like that. I mean, there's like a Range Rover, but it's like... Yeah. But yeah, it used to be, me and my friends, when we would play Gran Turismo 5, like one of us would buy the pickup truck that you need, one of us would buy the Mini that you need, and then we'd just trade it around between us just so we could all beat those races, but... But it's really fun, and they have a bunch of they're like coffee break challenges, I think is what they're called.
Okay.
Those are all like little mini games, like knock over all the cones, don't knock over the cones.
Don't.
But what I have really noticed is they have drifting in the game, and I feel like it just really does not belong in Gran Turismo.
Oh yeah.
Like that game is not made for drifting.
Well, shouldn't it just exist as? You know, the fact that cars can do this.
Yeah, but don't put in challenges where I have to drift.
Okay, I can accept that.
Like, I'm all for, like, the off-road racing and kind of driving like that. But there's no real, like, mainline race where you actually have to drift. It's only in these little challenges. So it's not something you're really ever actually using. Because if you used it in a real race, you would just go, you would do bad.
Right, you'd spin out.
Yeah, you'd spin out, or you'd lose so much time doing the turn rather than taking it like a normal person that it probably wouldn't help you at all. So
that's actually probably part of my problem playing Gran Turismo is I still try and play it like an arcade racer where you do drift around corners.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to play it like a jerk, and you just got to, like, take the inside route on a corner and just, like, push the computer car out, but...
Yeah.
But for the most part, I've noticed the computer is actually pretty smart with its racing. It never really slams into you or... hits you too bad and screws you up, but
right.
It does still feel like they're driving on a line, but it's getting better. I can't wait. The game looks beautiful. The cars look amazing, and I can't even imagine how good it's going to look when they move it to next gen.
That's going to be like another 4 years, though, isn't it?
Probably. I wonder if they're ever going to do a Vita version, because I remember the PSP Gran Turismo was supposed to be like a launch title, and I want to say it came out in maybe... 18 months before the Vita came out.
Wow.
Or something like, I mean, it came out years after it launched. Right. And that was like the main reason I got it. And the stuff that it had in the Gran Turismo game where you could buy cars and move them over to Gran Turismo 5, that all the stuff was cool. So if they could do a Vita version that has the same kind of stuff, I'd be pretty excited.
All right. But,
what else did I say? Madden. I feel like that's it. I played some of the park in NBA 2K14 that actually worked for a bit.
Oh, how is that? Because that actually is one of the most interesting things that I've heard of about that game.
It's good, except for the really annoying people online.
Well, so that's like almost any game's online mode.
Yeah. It's a bunch of people yelling, and then a bunch of people not passing you the ball. So I assume it works very good if you have, like, three friends, or, like, two or three friends playing.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if you're going on to play with randoms, you could just get one bad teammate, and it's completely not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a game killer for me, because I'm playing it to have fun. But, I don't know. I think that's it. I played some NCAA.
Yeah, it's been like a month, so... Oh, should we talk about the off-season in the GM Connected of NHL?
No, I don't ever want to talk about that at all, because it's like the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah, after glowing on that game, the off-season... I'll mention it briefly. It works very well, but you have to have everyone in the league on the same page and doing stuff.
Or I feel like it's been 3 weeks.
It kind of has. Well, we took a week, like, basically just to try and find new people, which I don't understand why we did that. But, so that delayed us. And then, you know, there's the re-sign period, which takes, like, 5 days. But if people would communicate what's going on, like, we could probably shorten this down.
I think EA Sports needs to shorten it down, not us.
Well.
Like, they've shortened the Madden offseason, and that goes way faster now.
Well, I think the other big thing that NHL could use is a ready-to-advance.
Sure.
You know, like Madden and NCAA have, where you just click the button, say you're ready-to-advance. If everyone does that, oh, look, we've advanced.
Yeah.
And that would have probably helped our offseason out quite a bit.
Yeah, I like that in NCAA. You didn't really have to do anything. Just.
Yeah, didn't that happened, like, going into this week. Like, it just happened because everyone was ready-to-advance.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think they just have too much stuff. Just cut it all out. Have just one free agent signing period or something, or two.
Well,
what do they have, five?
Well, the thing is that it works off of the way the regular GM mode works. And in the regular GM mode, you advance day by day.
Ugh.
Now, if you're playing GM mode by yourself, that's not a huge deal. Because you can still, you know, get through it in like an hour if you want. You know, and that's probably being nice. Yeah. You probably get through it faster than that. You just... look through, you sign, you know, you make offers, you advance the day, do they accept the offer? And usually when I do it, they usually take a day or two to accept the offer, so it's one of those things where advance, no, no. Okay, that guy said no, these two said yes. Okay, move on, who am I going after now? You know, and you know, you can, and once your roster is full, you're done, you can just simulate to the regular season. Which was kind of, well, that's what I did. I handled my offseason quite well, I have to admit. And I tried to tell people how it was going to work so they would do the same, and people just didn't listen or didn't understand. I know Jeff kind of screwed himself over with because he didn't understand how the contracts work, despite the fact I thought it was very obvious.
Yeah.
So he's got a guy who's making like $4 million a year.
Yeah. They need to fix it. Oh, straighten it. Streamline. It should not. And how many times do you have to hit advance to go through this thing?
Well, the thing is that it uses the setting you set when you start the league for how many weeks you play at a time. So it was 2 weeks at a time, and we got to get through July, August, and September.
Jesus. It's just, it's, no.
It's where it falls apart. It's a great mode, but if you don't have everyone on the same page for free agency, you've got problems.
Yeah.
Hopefully, with the next offseason, we can avoid this and people won't screw themselves over. I think I was in a good shape because the Blues had a great young roster. Next year, I'm going to have a problem because I got a bunch of contracts coming up. But, you know, my starting roster was pretty much set even without free agency. So I just had to fill some backups.
Yeah. I just feel like having to take this time, like, and we only have, what do we have, 12, 14 people in the league?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if it was any more than... like my interest has already waned so much just because it has taken so long.
Right.
That if it was like a bigger league, I don't even know how that would go.
This is the kind of league that you shouldn't try and do a 30-person league in it. Yeah. We're not.
Scott, you can do a 654-person league or whatever they say.
Yeah, you could, because you could have, like, five players on every team playing each game. Which is crazy ambitious. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Also,
it could be just crazy.
Well, and the other huge problem is that there's no way to just let the computer do it.
Yeah. Other than quitting out and then
Back
in the league.
Yeah, quitting out and then the computer takes over because there's an owner and then come back. And see. But then you have no control over what they do either.
Right.
Like, in Madden and NCAA, you can do as much or as little as you want. If you've got that one free agent you want to go after, you can, and the computer will still handle, you know, filling your backup positions or filling out your roster.
Right, and it's exactly the same problem I have with FIFA, where you literally have to do everything when you take over, like, coach mode.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't play that in FIFA. And guess what? They're made by the same people, so, or at least the same studio.
Yeah, so that could use some work, but it's still, you know, the thing to me is I look at it, it's not impossible, but as I said, you got to have everyone on the same page.
Yeah. All right. Scott, we should talk about some news.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about what we've been playing recently.
We have.
It's only been like 30 minutes. It's good. It's good.
Well, it's been a month, so there's been a lot of what we've been playing.
Yeah. All right, Scott, let's kick it off. Oh, actually, I had another topic, but sure, we'll talk about it. Scott, let me tell you something.
All right.
I took off some days over the holiday. Lucky. And then I played way too many video games.
Okay.
Then I got to the point where I don't really want to play video games anymore. Have you ever had this sort of holiday hangover of video games?
Not since I've started my new job and I'm working 40 or plus hours a week.
You should quit your job and just play video games all day.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, I had this hangover, and I was very disappointed. And then I realized there's now, like, a slew of new games coming out this year. There was a point, like, a couple weeks ago where we were like, there's MLB and there's UFC.
What are we going to talk about?
And now we've got a new pool game, a new motocross game, a new golf game, a new baseball game. Scott, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, let's go.
First off, let's talk about how we're going to try to ruin the best game there is. MLB 14, the show, is getting universal currency, which nobody knows what that means.
Well, the thing that it screams NBA 2K14 on next-gen systems at me, and I haven't played it, but I've only heard bad things, so I don't like where this is going.
Oh. Interesting.
What's that?
So I just clicked on the link to, like, get the actual description for this.
Yeah.
And currently, GameStop has the release date for the PS4 version of MLB 14 The Show as 4/1.
Oh, interesting. That's kind of news, because but is that like a placeholder date? So they're saying like April? Is the first a Tuesday?
Yeah, see, Scott, you can't click on the internet because your internet is not that good.
No, I'm just looking at my clock. No, the first is a Thursday, so I'm going to guess that is not the release day because it should be a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So if it's going to release in that time frame, I'd say it's either going to be the 29th or the 6th.
Yeah, interesting. All right, well, back to Universal Currency.
Anyway.
If you pre-order from GameStop, you'll get $19.99. Why not just make it 20? And Universal in-game currency for MLB 14 The Show. Use currency to redeem any of the following in-game items. Diamond Dynasty budget, Road to the Show training points, franchise budget, Road to the Show. Oh, okay. I was like, what? So you can be a bad guy? If you're a face, you can become a heel? And Helpers. The all-new Road to the Show 2X and 4X boosts. Now, if this is just a way to, like, you know when FIFA Ultimate Team, I mean, you don't know when FIFA Ultimate Team, but in FIFA Ultimate Team, they make you buy FIFA points with money,
yeah,
and then you use that for the packs. I wonder if this is, you buy money in MLB 14, but then, so they get your money then, and then you can use it rather than now how I think they already have the training points and the franchise budget and the Road to the
right.
Show and that stuff. Hopefully that stuff stays the way it is.
It's and just this that is you just have to...
Yeah, this is just now you give us $20 up front rather than you put five into this, five into this, five into this, five into this.
That could be. That's what this is sounding more and more like with that description. The thing that everyone hated about NBA 2K14 is that you needed to spend money to, like, change your lineup.
Right.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
This does not sound like that based on that description.
Right. So hopefully this is not that, because that would be terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's just like, now you have $20 in the game, you can go spend $5 on 5,000 training points, and you can add $5 million to your budget, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But if it's like, if it's the actual NBA thing, it's, I don't even want to play. So hopefully nothing really changes, and this is...
Well, I think the other thing is that now the pre-order bonus might actually be appealing to everybody, and not just, like, last year I got, like, Diamond Dynasty bonuses, which made me at least take a look at Diamond Dynasty, but I otherwise didn't care.
Yeah, I'm assuming... I mean... on the, like, they have an ad on the page, and it just says MLB The Show 14. On the ad, it actually doesn't say GameStop exclusive or anything on it.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if that's going to be, like, the Mike Tyson in WWE 13.
Oh, like, just, like, the first run copies of the game have it?
Yeah. I would assume that's probably what it's going to be, but we'll see.
Okay. I have to say, like, pre-order bonuses for this game don't appeal to me, because if I don't feel that MLB 14, I'm only going to be playing on PS3. So if it's not a big enough improvement or has something really to lock me in over MLB 13, I'm just not going to buy it.
Yeah.
And I'm not being negative on it, but it's, you know, that's $60 I don't want to spend.
But even most pre-order bonuses, they're not going to, like, entice me to buy a game at one place over another.
No.
So.
No.
Like, I don't know what Amazon could do to get me to buy it from Amazon. Which is funny, because I'll probably get this from GameStop, just so I can pick it up at lunch and then come back home and play.
Yeah, if I do buy it, that's probably what I'll wind up. I'll just buy, like, go buy it at GameStop, like, yeah. when I have off the day after, whenever it comes out.
Like, if it was something cool, like new stadiums or jerseys and stuff, I mean, even though I probably rarely use them, I would probably go and actually use it somewhere else.
Right.
Like, I would go somewhere else to buy it.
My question about the show, and I guess we were going to talk about this anyway, the fact we really haven't heard a lot about it yet. There was that one little blurb of news release in December, and we haven't heard anything since, which seems really odd for a game that should, we thought, be out in a month.
Yeah, and since then, all we've heard is the exact same stuff, just retweeted, essentially.
Right.
Like, the MLB The Show Twitter account has literally just kept putting out the pictures of Jason Worth's beard and the fence at Fenway Park, like the out-of-town scoreboard.
Right. And then the other interesting thing that popped up is that I guess the PS3 version has gotten its rating from the ESRB, and the PS4 and Vita ones haven't.
Right. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
But
they still don't have the date. They still don't have the date for the PS3 version, right?
No, not as far as we know.
So.
And my fear is that if they are delaying the PS4 and Vita versions for any reason, they might hold off the PS3 version as well, even if it's done.
Yeah, that'd be dumb.
Because at this point, I would think, like, they don't need to worry about improving the graphics or anything on the PS3.
The Vita, I don't know how much more they can still do.
Yeah, well, they might be trying to tie it into the PS4 version, which could delay it a little bit.
Right.
But on the PS3, here's the thing. If they don't add that pitch count thing to the PS3 version...
Mm.
I'll tell you right away that I'm probably not even in. I'm not in on that on MLB 14.
Right.
I mean, MLB 13 has a roster share, so I can get updated rosters if I want them.
Yeah, there's sports rosters for MLB 13.
Right. There's no major, like, the Astros aren't moving to the AL this year. They did that already. There's no new playoffs. I don't think anybody's even getting a new stadium or anything like that, to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, no, nothing.
So
nothing real big.
It's a bad year, and this is what's going to start happening now, is that, you know, the last gen games, they'll be good. They'll be perfectly fine games. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, but they're going to start moving into that legacy mode.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go into roster update mode. Yeah. Now the show on PS2, I think they went through 11,
which is pretty far. especially for them.
I think I want to say 11 was the last one. I didn't play that one because I bought a PS3 that year.
Yeah.
But the games were still as featured, at least as well as they could be. You know, gameplay features usually, like whenever they had the, like, be the catcher, call the pitch mode, that was in the PS2 version as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the game never felt that much, you know, it just was graphically inferior, but otherwise felt the same. So, right. As long as they keep going with that, I can live with that. But, this pitch count thing sounds very interesting to me. If I could play games faster and I don't feel like I'm being cheated out of the experience or anything like that.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know that.
Everything they're putting in will probably come down. I feel like that's not something, that shouldn't be something crazy that they can't get into the old version.
No. But. Yeah, I think the one other thing, I think the best bit of news is like what, they've gone from like 30 crowd models to like 4,000.
Yeah, something. It was like 42 to 1,000 or 42 to, yeah, I think it was like 42 to 1,000. I don't know. It's the same tweet that they keep tweeting out, so.
Right.
I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to find MLB, the show.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited for it, but. Or I'm excited. I hope. I hope I can be excited for it.
I would like to be more excited, but you got to tell me more about it so that I can get more excited.
And here's the thing. If they hadn't, like, at this point, I don't think there's any reason to worry that the PS4 version isn't going to be a great game. Because they've stayed great when they went from PS2 to PS3.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm just.
It is just odd not hearing anything about a game that's supposed to be out in a month.
Yeah, it's from 42 unique crowd models in MLB 13, the show, to 1,000 unique crowd models in MLB
13. Okay, so I overestimated that quite a bit.
We went from 30 to 4,000, so it's close. Very close, but yeah, I'm hoping that they'll come out, what's it, on March 18th, because the first games of the season are that weekend.
Really? That late?
Yeah. Well, it usually comes out March 4th, just 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I found it odd that spring training is starting that late.
No, the regular season starts March 22nd, 21st.
What?
Yeah, man.
Oh, is this like one of those crazy, they're playing a couple games in Japan kind of thing?
Yeah, they're playing in Australia this year.
Oh, okay.
So that's, I think it's March 21st and
22nd. So basically, like, two teams, like, are going to go play a couple regular season games, and then the real opening day is 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I think it's on the 30th is the real opening game. Dodgers and D-backs.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty positive it's Australia. On the 22nd.
And those are regular season games that will count.
Yeah.
Okay.
This time it counts, Scott.
Yeah, because I think it's like last. Didn't they do that last year too?
Yeah, they've done it the last couple years.
Like I want to say like the
they
Mariners.
Usually do Japan, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So I assume I
wouldn't
up
count
for that.
That as, okay, I wouldn't count that as opening day for the purposes of releasing the game around opening day.
Why then? You gotta have a roster update ready for that next Monday. So. You gonna put out the roster update before the game comes out? I don't know, but at least this year we only have only one choice, right? In your MLB baseball game,
I think we'll only have one choice of a simulation baseball game still.
Scott, damn you!
All right, so no, RBI baseball
is back. Are you excited?
I'm always excited to try something different, especially with. You know, you kind of got a name to live up to in RBI baseball. Now, I'm not super familiar with the original games because that was before I played sports games. I know I've played one of them, one or two of them maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm not super familiar with them. But so basically, MLB Media is making this game.
Right? Whoa, whoa, Scott. Not just MLB Media. MLB Advanced Media. This is going to be on the PS5, the Xbox 2, Advanced. Think about it. Just think about it.
Yeah, but also mobile.
Good to know. I've completely stumped you with that, so it's all right. yeah, it's on this gen, next gen, last gen, mobile.
So
will it be on a Nokia? Probably. Can we play Snake on this game? Would be awesome.
Yeah, this sounds like it's just going to be a little arcade-style game. Not in a bad way.
I don't know. The Android and iOS games are I mean, as sim as you could get, I guess, would be a good way to put it. They have a home run derby game that's out. It looks like it would be sim. And the controls are, you know, pretty good. You just point and click and swing.
I don't know. I guess I got to learn more than this game exists before I can really say much more about it, I think.
I don't think... Have they said anything?
No, I don't think... Game? Yeah, I don't think so, other than it's going to be out this spring, right?
Yeah. Spring of 2014. Let's see. They've been asking a lot of questions via Twitter. Yeah. They have not really said anything about the game. They should probably do that.
I think the fact they're going to try and throw the RBI baseball name on it means they're trying to do something kind of big here, though.
That's why I was thinking they were kind of going to go with, like, a Power Pros look.
That could be.
Because that's like, the most current game that looks like an old RBI game.
Yeah.
Just because old RBI games were, like, fat, round guys.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Who used to make RBI?
Tengen, right?
Ah, okay.
Tengen's, and then who stole it and brought it to America?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's right. RBI games were always in those goofy black NES carts.
Yeah, it was, it was developed by Namco and published by Tengen.
Okay. Yeah, because Tengen, like, never actually had a license to develop NES games. They just, like, reverse engineered it.
Right. Andres Galarraga was in it, so I must go back and play it again, because the big cat's the best. But yeah, that was damn near 20 years ago. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, more?
Longer than that, even.
Oh, Jesus, I'm getting old. I don't know if kids know RBI baseball.
No, probably not, actually.
Like, if you ask a 10-year-old, do they have any idea what RBI baseball is? Like, there were sequels that came out. There was one in, I believe the latest one was 95. I talked about it on a press row hangout with Rich and Pasta Padre and Chris Sanner. And I think Rich kept mentioning there was an RBI 95.
Okay.
RBI 95. So, I mean, that's still... That's almost 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know who they're targeting. Which...
Well, I think I would say they're targeting people who can't play the show for whatever reason.
Sure. But I feel like NBA Live was trying to target people who can't play NBA 2K14, and they completely didn't do that at all.
So. Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully I can control fielders individually in RBI Baseball 14. Because you could not in the other game.
Oh, is it one of those where, like, you controlled every outfielder at the same time?
Yeah. And you didn't really know where the ball was going, so.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bonus. yeah, they have a lot of tweets about old school stuff. Not much about what is coming out.
Yeah, can we just bring back Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball? That was awesome.
Do kids know who Ken Griffey Jr. is? That dude probably hurt all the time on the Reds?
Yep.
Well, there was going to be a That Sports Gamers Retro Roundtable talking about the original RBI Baseball, but Greg Seward is sick.
Oh.
I'm somehow, via Twitter, he must have gotten the cold that I had.
Mm-mm.
So we're not going to record that tonight. That'll probably be out. Hopefully we can get together next weekend and do that. So
normally this would be the soon. Yeah, normally this would be the part where I complain about not being invited, but I don't really have any experience with RBI Baseball. So
I can send you the links and you can nefariously play RBI Baseball.
I honestly, if I look at my computer, I probably have it.
That's illegal, Scott. I'm going to call the RIMPA on you and see what happens. But yeah, I mean, they have a home run derby game. They have a franchise manager type game and a Road to the Show type game on mobile.
Yeah.
I mean, if they kind of keep it simple, put all that stuff together, I mean, they could make something I want to play. But
would you want to play it over the show?
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think people that are expecting, I don't know why they would be expecting this, people that are expecting this to essentially be the baseball game you want on Xbox 360 and Xbox One are going to be extremely disappointed.
Right.
They're like, oh yeah, baseball game. MLB's putting out a game on the Xbox One. It's like, that's cool, but you need to know what the game is. And kind of like MLB 14, we still really don't know what it is yet.
Right.
So,
but I think we can guarantee it will be better than MLB 2K13.
Right. I mean, hey, MLB 2K13. It shipped in a timely manner. it didn't get delayed. It didn't have universal currency.
Yeah.
I'm willing to say MLB 2K13 may have been the best game 2K Sports put out last year.
In the same year they put out an NBA game?
Yeah. I still have not played that many games of NBA 2K14 because...
Hold up. Stop. WWE 2K14.
Good, you're correct. That was a 2K Sports title. So, technically you are right.
Are we going to talk about 2K at all, or are we going to save that for a separate show?
Yeah, I think we're going to do a separate MLB 2K retrospective. Though, if we do a MLB 2K retrospective, we have to decide when the MLB 2K series starts.
Ooh.
Because I want to say it starts with World Series 2K2.
Ooh, no. I think you got to go further back.
2K2 is the first Visual Concepts one.
Okay. All right, I could accept that.
That's where I want to go, because Kush Games made the one before it, I think.
Okay. But my friend...
You want to go back to, like, World Series Baseball.
Yeah, on the Genesis, because my friend has that. I played a little bit of that, and
it's an amazing game. Fred McGriff is a beast.
The thing, I'm looking at this game like, oh my god, they did so much that, like, they were kind of ahead of their time with that game.
Yeah. Yeah, that game's really, really good.
But no, I could, you know, maybe the Visual Concepts, because when was that game really good?
I mean, those Dreamcast ones were really good.
Okay, I never
played a lot of people don't like the 2K1, but I did, and that's why I was really excited for 2K2. And I thought 2K2 was really good.
Yeah, the one I played the most had to be 2K, ESPN 2K5.
Yeah, I think 2K5 or 2K6 might have been my favorite one.
And I remember I jumped on 2K5 because it was that, you know, that year of $20 sport new sports games.
Whichever one had the World Baseball Classic is the one I really got into.
Okay.
Or whatever, the year after that. Because that year I had bought both games.
Anyway, we're going to do a podcast on this. So
We should probably save that for then.
Right.
But yeah, look forward to a future MLB 2K retrospective with me, Scott, and none other than Roll Tide, Rich Grisham.
Which he may just be learning about right now.
No, I discussed it with him. I asked him if he wanted to.
Okay.
Scott, great news. Remember how I was saying there's going to be new games?
Mm-hmm.
There's a new pool game coming out.
Ooh, I do enjoy my pool games, believe it or not.
Yeah. Like Shark, where the people stand on the edge of the pool, and one guy's in the middle, and they have to, like, swim from side to side.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
And when you throw the things at the bottom, and you have to go get them. I don't know why that's fun. But Scott, bad news.
What's that?
This game is for... PS4 and Xbox One.
Okay, well, that is sad for me.
That sucks for you. But it's from the makers of Hustle Kings, which is really good on the Vita. Hmm. Me and Pete Dodd played that a bunch. That's a really good pool game, so I'm really excited to see what they're going to do.
Do we know anything about this game other than that it exists?
There will be pool.
Okay.
There will be chicks in lacy shirts. The pool will look really good. The chicks in lacy shirts will have really terrifying eyes. So,
my pool game of choice at the moment, and maybe I've never talked about this and I should have, is Pool Nation on the 360.
I do not know what that is. Is that amazing?
It's a nice little pool game.
Is it better than Lunar Pool on the NES?
Yes.
Can you turn down the gravity so that you can hit the ball and it'll never stop?
Friction.
You can turn on the friction. Well, then it loses. Lunar Pool, you can turn the friction all the way down, so you can just, like, hit the ball and just walk away and come back, like, 5 minutes later and stuff's still happening.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. But yeah, I'm down for a pool game. And this is the kind of stuff I want now with a PS4. It's like all this little crap that's going to come through.
Yeah,
like, if this is $60, I will laugh them in the face.
Yeah, I think Pool Nation is $15, I want to say.
I might think about looking at that.
And I may have got it on like for 10 on a deal or something like that. It's a nice little game. My problem with it is nobody plays it online, so there's no one to play with.
Yeah, that was kind of my problem with Hustle Kings, is there was a... I don't know if the online was just not good or it was like hard to match up, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of games that I've bought under the hopes that people would play them online, and then they don't.
Yeah. I've never done that to you, except for WWE.
Well, even that, WWE isn't one of those games. I mean, I like to play it online, but there's a lot there for me if I don't, especially this year.
Right. No, Titanfall.
Did we segue again?
Sure. Was there something to talk about that we segued to?
Yeah. I
Jason
guess...
beard hair, MLB Advanced Media is making a game, Pure Pool's coming out, The third DLC pack released today on 360 and tomorrow on PS3. But that was like 2 weeks ago. So
that was like 3 weeks ago. Now it's the beginning of the month.
So now, right now, all the DLC packs are out for.
Yes. Yes. So the last DLC pack contained Dusty Rhodes, Ravishing Rick Rude.
Please, the American Dream Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, the American Dream Dusty Rhodes. Ravishing Rick Rude, Jake the Snake Roberts, and Bruno Sammartino, and Virgil.
Oh, see, this thing I'm looking at doesn't even say Virgil on it.
Virgil's a free character, so they don't consider him part of the DLC pack. But he's like the free guy that contains the information for all the other guys, so you can,
right, so you can play online.
Yeah, at least on the PS3. I, for all I know, the Xbox is still hideously broken with that. That's why I stopped playing it on the Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, we also get 14 new Superstar heads and models to utilize in Custom Superstar.
Oh, yeah, well, which is actually kind of nice, because you can make totally different costumes for those guys and actually have them be available as they're along with their regular costumes.
Yeah.
So, like, Goldberg's head is one of the new ones, so you can make him in as, like, his just the plain black trunk WCW attire, stuff right. like that.
Couldn't you just edit the regular one?
No, not. You can only edit the colors of those.
That is some stupid-ass stuff.
Yeah, basically, if you use these Superstar heads, it gives you their head and their body shape, and then you have the rest of the creator wrestler suite to work with to do whatever you want.
Interesting.
It's actually, I didn't realize this until like I looked into this some more. It's actually how, and you probably haven't even gotten far enough to see some of this, but it's how they did some of the alternate costumes for some of the later guys in WrestleMania mode.
Oh.
Like the CM Punk versus the Undertaker match, they did Punk's like tights that he wore that night that are a little bit different from his default ones, because it had like the designs on the boots and everything, and not just the plain black ones.
Right.
And that's how they did that, was through that.
And I guess that's how you get around having different finishers and stuff for different eras too.
Right, right. Like Shawn Michaels appears alongside Triple H in the is a special referee in those in the two matches that Triple H is in.
Mm-hmm.
And in one he's got the ref gear, and in one he's just got like a plain black tank top on. And they actually did that through the creator wrestler mode as well, so that you didn't have to, you didn't have to eat up a slot of. You know, another slot of for a costume for those guys, although Hulk Hogan has like 9 of them, but whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah, you know what they need for 2K15? Is some semi-realistic looking tears. Because those fake-ass tears that Shawn Michaels cries like, upset me.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
When Shawn Michaels has to fight Ric Flair?
Oh, right.
Those are the worst fake tears I have ever seen in my life.
They probably just repurposed sweat.
You know what? They probably did.
I think I just found the title of this episode, Repurposed Sweat.
Yeah. Repurposed Sweat. Got it. Written down. All right. Scott. I don't know how to transition into this.
We got nothing, but this is...
Let's figure it out. Hey, Scott, what's going on?
We were talking about Ric Flair. Ric Flair is old. What do old people like doing?
I don't know. That's a terrible, terrible transition, Scott.
It is.
Trying to think. Did they ever have a character that did that kind of stuff?
There was... WCW had a wrestler. It was Barry Darso. He was hole in one Darso for a little while.
What does that even mean? Scott, do you remember EA Sports, Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 10? That doesn't work. That's not even... That's even worse, sir.
Yeah, what?
did they ever make a WWE game? You know HB Studios, Scott?
No, I don't.
The good people.
I actually don't. What else have they done?
They are from Canada. They've done some EA Sports rugby and cricket.
Oh, so they did all the like oddball sports for EA Sports.
Yeah, they did a bunch of the back stuff.
Okay.
Like they always did, like the PS2 versions of PS3 games or the Wii versions of stuff. Like they did Madden 12 on the Wii, PSP, and PS2. They did Madden 13 on the Vita and the Wii.
Okay.
Most recently, Scott, they have done MLB.com's Home Run Derby on iOS and MLB.com's Franchise MVP, which makes me think I now have absolutely no idea what those games are going to look like.
Anyway, now
I literally have no idea what the MLB Advanced Media game is going to look like, because essentially they shopped out these ones to HB Studios, so now I don't know. They might have a game that looks nothing like this.
All right. But so, what are they doing now?
Now... they have decided, because obviously the people have spoken, we need a new golf game.
I don't know who said that, but okay.
And we're going to try to figure out the best name for a golf game. The Golf Club.
I like it.
Worked for me.
funny little double joke there. I like it.
Yeah, it's coming out in spring 2014 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC consoles. PC's a console now, right?
For this, yes.
Sure. Scott, believe it or not, I'm really excited for this.
This is the most interesting next-gen game I have heard about so far. And yeah. I don't mean that just for sports games.
And this is, let me tell you something, Scott. If there is a Twitter account called Magic Rex, at M-A-G-I-C-R-E-C-S, the way that works is you follow it, they follow you back, I believe? No, obviously not how it works. I don't know how they get around it. Oh, I guess it's a Twitter, I think it's made by Twitter.
Okay.
You follow it, and then whenever all the people in your group do something, like let's say five people retweet one tweet.
Okay.
It'll shoot you a DM. Yo, these guys all tweeted this tweet. You should probably take a look at it. So,
where are you going with this?
So, on January 22nd at 6:45 p.m., I was sitting at my house, and my phone went, bzz, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. At the golf club game was followed by three different people.
Hmm.
I'm like, interesting. What is this golf club game? Oh, HB Studios is coming out with a brand new golf game for next-gen consoles and PC. What? Crazy! Let me know all that I can about this. Scott Binns, they're coming out with a pretty awesome-looking golf game.
Oh, let's say awesome. Well, all right, if you're talking graphically, yes, it does look nice. I think this sounds amazing.
Actually, the only problem with the graphics, this is like super high def, looks like Tiger Woods, but not Tiger Woods.
Right.
The only problem I've noticed with the graphics, I mean, this game is still in development, so
right,
you can't really judge it on that, is everything looks dead as hell. Like, there's no wind. Doesn't Tiger Woods have, like, the rabbits to jump across?
No, not that I've seen.
I feel like there's some stuff running across every once in a while.
No.
But, yeah, I think you're wrong, Scott.
All right, fine.
Someone go find me a video of rabbits in Tiger Woods. And there's no people. Also that. But yeah, the game looks actually pretty damn good. Scott, why don't you read me down this whole big-ass list of stuff in the game?
Well, I don't have the whole list in front of me, but I'll tell you the things that I said that sound really interesting to me.
Is one of them intuitive control system?
Well, that's going to be the make-or-break thing for me, is that you can call it an intuitive control system all you want.
Scott, it's a fine-tuned swing mechanic. Let's get serious.
Yeah, I don't care what you call it. Until I try it, I'm not going to say anything about it, to be honest.
Do you think it's going to be anything more than pull the thing back, push the thing forward?
Probably not.
Maybe a three-click thing in there somewhere.
I think they're going to try and stay away from that.
I mean, how do you do it with a mouse? Just pull it back and push forward?
I had, like, Tiger Woods 2000, and you could. That was some kind of option where you would pull back on the mouse and then push forward.
What about instantaneous gameplay? Does that excite you? No more loading times between holes means you go straight to the tee after sinking your putt.
Yeah, I love how you just have to read things off, because I was just going to talk about what it works. I like the idea of being able to just randomly generate a golf course for you to play on.
Scott, did you know that with four clicks of a button from the main menu, the game will generate for you a never-before-played course?
I think I just said that.
Scott, the variation is infinite. They also have a 15-minute video showing you how infinite it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm super excited for this. Because in real, like in Tiger Woods, you can tell me all these courses, and it's like, yes, I know the 17th hole at that one course where it's an island of green.
Right, right.
I know Bethpage Black a little bit because I've seen Bethpage Black. Pretty much after you show me the sign that says, like, this is a really hard course, I don't really know Bethpage Black. I know some of the Augusta stuff.
It's exactly the reason why I'm perfectly happy playing, like, Mario Golf. I don't care about the real courses.
Right. And the problem with Tiger Woods is there's just not enough real courses, right? Or there's just not enough courses.
No, there's enough courses. There are a ton of courses in that game.
I don't know, but when... how about this? There's a ton of courses if you buy them all.
Yes.
I felt like when we were doing the country club, I felt like we were always running out of courses to use.
Right. Right, and it's like half the courses are DLC, and they don't do a good job of telling you that. But anyway,
some are DLC, some are only available in the historic pack.
But and let's, you know, the fact that you can also create courses. Let's just be honest here. How many people are just going to go recreate real courses?
Yeah, that's why I'm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I feel like this is like a really terrible idea as a game maker to make, because I feel like if the game is good, people just make courses, and that will never ever go away.
Yeah, so I mean. The thing is, yeah, sure, you can't call it the Masters, but you can call it Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah. So.
Well, and here's the other thing. Like, you could also, like, recreate courses from, like, you can recreate courses from, like, Mario Golf. At least the ones that didn't have, like, warp pipes in them.
Right. Or you can just keep creating random courses.
Yeah.
As long as they're good, they shouldn't be
I guess that's the thing, is you're going to regenerate all these random courses. And to me, this random course thing is the most interesting sounding thing about all this. Not a whole lot else there. I mean, I guess if they're kind of active on social media stuff, great. And being able to share all this stuff, awesome.
You'll be able to create your own tours, create and share tours and tournaments made up of your favorite courses and test your friends. Which, I mean, that's essentially what we wanted Tiger Woods to be.
Right.
Which is where it kind of fell apart.
I think where Tiger Woods fell apart is all the different types of control schemes.
Also possible.
That's where I think it fell apart, to be honest.
Yeah, if we can do a tournament now, my question is, I mean, since it's HB Studios, maybe they take a shot at this, of making that stuff across all the consoles.
That is my hope. And the thing is, a golf game is perfect for this. I'm not talking like you should be able to play simultaneously directly against people on different systems, because I can understand where that would be a nightmare. But there's no reason why you can't just post scores to a global leaderboard.
Right. It doesn't say global leaderboard here, but...
Right.
Hopefully that's what they're doing.
Like, there's no reason in Tiger Woods, like, the country club has to be specific to a console.
Right.
At least for some things.
Yeah, they showed... I think in the video they showed a little bit of, like, people playing at the same time. But I don't know if that was just they're re-showing their shots from earlier.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm actually...
Well, it sounded like they were going to use, like, the ball tracking that Tiger Woods used if you're playing in multiplayer games sometimes.
Right. That's what it looks like from the video. Really excited for this.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods coming out. This is, like, the perfect time for another company to come in, do something creative.
And get a following.
Yeah. And tell Tiger Woods they need to get on their game for next year.
If this thing runs on my laptop halfway decent, I have a way to determine that before I buy it, there's a good chance I'll buy this.
I think you should. A lot of this stuff, I don't know. A lot of this stuff feels like they're, like, taking shots at doing things. So, like, if this is a $60 game, I'm like, I don't know if it's a $60 game, right?
I would agree with that.
That's the only thing I'm really worried about in all this next-gen newness. Like, if you told me that Pure Pool, this, and whatever the game MLB's putting out are all $60 titles, I'd get real worried real fast that nobody's going to buy these games, and you will get one game.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, I mean, hopefully they're smart enough to realize that.
Let's hope. I would think that if you think about it, they are not going to have to pay for any real courses, any real golfers.
Right. They have no licensing to really worry about.
Yeah.
And from the demo video they've put out, it looks pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like there's only really one swing in the game. The commentary leaves some to be wished for.
I don't even care if there's commentary.
Yeah. I mean, when I play Tiger Woods, I literally just put my headphones on or turn on my computer, listen to something else.
Yeah, golf game commentary is quite possibly the most boring thing. I mean, real golf commentary is probably the most boring thing ever, but...
Well, I do like when they say, we're on the dance floor. That's pretty much it.
See, I miss when the commentary was kind of, like, goofy. Like, they knew it was boring, so they would just made jokes. Like, I remember the Scottish guy be like, that's a great lie, if you're a sheep.
I'm not going to lie. What's the one guy's name? No, not Ali McCoist. Who's the guy on golf, Scott?
I don't know.
Don't lie to me, Scott. You know who it is. Who's the CBS golf team?
Oh, Jim Nance, and I don't know. I think he was the only, I thought he was the only guy in Tiger Woods.
McCord. That's who I'm thinking of. Or David Faraday. It's usually McCord and Faraday that do the Tiger Woods games, right? Or used to do the Tiger Woods games?
Yeah, maybe. But they made jokes and stuff like that, or just told you made bad shots. Like, they made it fun.
I literally bought Gary McCord's book because he was so hilarious in Tiger Woods.
That's kind of funny.
He's really good. He's also in Hint Cup, so it's also doubly funny. So. Did I get Golf for Dummies? No. He wrote another book. Let me see if I find the title. But I mean, you don't care about the title, but...
No.
You should, though, because...
But yeah, so I was going to wrap up the golf club personally, just by saying it sounds really interesting, and I want to check it out.
His book is called Just a Range Ball in a Box Full of Titleists.
Fun.
Which, that title is just hilarious.
The thing that's going to come down to for me is the swing mechanic. Like, it needs to be something challenging enough that the game isn't too easy.
Swings are handled with the analog stick.
Okay, so how does that work on PC?
The analog stick. Your keyboard doesn't have an analog stick built on it, Scott?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, Jesus. Connect an Xbox 360 controller to it. Or a PS4 controller. Yeah, PS4 controller, legitimately the best controller for if you were possibly playing NES games illegally. Yo, I'm still the bomb at Tetris also. But continue.
No, that was it. The swing mechanics is what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, you'll probably have to hook up a controller to it.
I hope not.
What if they came out with like a golden T attachment?
That'd be awesome.
Then you can take my $60. Just take it now.
The problem with Golden Tee is that Golden Tee is all about like goofy shots. It's a fun little game, but it's
Golden Tee's legit, Scott.
Okay. The thing I remember about Golden Tee, and I don't really play it that much, but when I still worked at the TV station and we were doing our Inside the Huddle show at Buffalo Wild Wings, they had a Golden Tee machine there. And we always had to block it off as our little, like, interview staging area.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we'd be sitting back there, and so there'd be the only thing to be watched would be this Golden Tee machine playing back, like, replays of, like, here's the best shot. And it's always some stupid thing, like, bouncing off a tree or... I'm not saying it wasn't worth watching.
That's because you're playing it badly.
Yeah, but you're playing it badly and getting lucky. Mm. Anyway.
I'm excited.
Definitely.
So for a game with minimal stuff in it, do you want to talk about a game that has literally everything in it?
Sure.
Out of the Park Baseball 15, coming soon to a theater near you. Did you know that?
Yeah, probably this most straight sim baseball game, because you actually only can sim out there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. They've added some stuff. Oh, actually, if you can pre-order now for the low, low price of $39.99. And you can be entered to win a 64-gig iPad Air or Surface 2 tablet or a $700 Amazon gift card or one of three Amazon $100 gift cards or a 1-in-3 opportunity to become immortal by being included in the game as a prospect.
Fun.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. It'll have the complete 2014 opening day Major League roster set. Aren't you excited for that, Scott?
Sure.
Also, the Venezuelan and Dominican Summer Leagues for the first time. All major league player ratings are based on Baseball Prospectus's industry leading player forecasting system, the old Bill Pakoda system. No, they've updated their ballparks to be 3D ballparks. I don't know if you used to see it. It used to be, you know, kind of like the when you're simming in MLB The Show.
Oh, okay.
Like that screen. Now they're gonna have a full 3D animated ballparks.
Like, are they gonna be the real ballparks?
Listen up, Scott. Don't say stuff like that, because I don't believe they have the rights to those stadiums.
I was going to say.
I mean, I don't know if they even have the rights to the MLBPA, but I don't want to get into that. they've also added some new international leagues, including the Japan leagues and one minor league Japanese league. Same for Korea and Taiwan. Then they've added the Mexico, Cuban, Netherlands, and Italian leagues. Scott, I want to get this just to play in the... I'm going to create myself, go to the Netherlands, and dominate.
I didn't even know the Netherlands had baseball.
Scott, come on. Killing me here. So now you'll be able to go to other leagues and scout players, bring them over, or bring back players like Manny Ramirez. I mean, that's pretty awesome. They revamped the whole interface, hopefully, for widescreen resolutions, which is good. Hopefully they made it a little bit simpler for normal people. Because, I mean, unless you're super-duper hardcore...
That's why this game is not, never really appeals to me.
Yeah. Well, Scott, you should think about getting IOOTP Baseball 2014 for the iOS. And, Scott, best news ever, Android version in the works. I know, I took your breath away. It's amazing.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, Out of the Park Baseball 15. I think I don't know. I'll probably find someone to review it. You know what? I think I'm going to review it myself this year. Usually I farm that out. Oh, there's a dude that streams Out of the Park Baseball. He is awesome. I need to find his name. I think a couple months ago we had Brad Cook from Out of the Park Baseball on, and he was telling me about this guy, and he is hilarious. So if you go back and find that episode where we talked to Brad Cook, I might have a link in there for it. Scott Binns.
Yeah.
Ollie Ollie. Not oxen free. Hey, PlayStation Vita has a new skateboard game.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people are talking about this one.
Pretty awesome. Ollie Ollie by the guys at Roll 7. It's currently $12.99, but $10.39 for PS Plus subscribers, which is definitely how I'm going to pick it up.
That sounds honestly, that sounds like a little bit much for what this game sounds like, to be honest.
I don't know about that there, Scott. Scott, this game has over 120 tricks and 250 challenges. Come on, bro. Get at me. 50 levels?
Basically, when we were talking about this the other night, didn't we basically describe this as Tony Hawk meets some sort of Endless Runner game?
Tony Hawk meets Cannibalt, I believe, was the...
Yes.
Most specific thing. I mean, like a side-scrolling Tony Hawk. Right. I mean, it looks pretty good. I watched a stream of Jeff Gertzman from Giant Bomb playing it for... I watched for like a half hour, 45 minutes. Seems pretty cool, Scott. For $10, I'm definitely going to pick it up. There's a rad mode. Oh, you know what's really cool? They have... it's called the Daily Grind.
Okay.
So every day they have a new challenge where you can practice it as much as you want, but then you get one shot to be like, this is the one we're going for. This is the real one.
Nice.
And to try to put up a top score. So you can go practice and do good, and then you can hop in there and you can miss that first jump and be like, well, I just shit the bed.
Well, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
I like that idea.
Oh, and it's not an endless runner. There is an end to every level.
Oh, okay.
So you're not just going on forever. But in the levels, there's, like, challenges like only do moves that score more than this many points or have a grind that's 30,000 points, stuff like that. But it's a...
Kind of simplifying it back down to, like the first two Tony Hawk games.
Yeah, which is why I'm really excited for it, because Tony Hawk got way too difficult and got a little too crazy. So, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm going to pick it up.
All right. Well, I don't have a Vita, so.
You should get a Vita, Scott. Get a Vita and PS4. Get a combo pack. Scott, one more new game coming out.
One more new game. What do we got?
We got MXGP, the official video game, coming spring 2014.
I don't even know what that is.
Motocross?
Motocross, okay.
For PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, Xbox 360, and the End Entertainment System from Microsoft and Windows PC. What?
Huh?
I assume that means Xbox One, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know. But it's a motocross game. Looks pretty dope. That's pretty much the extent of their details.
Okay. Motocross game.
I think it's mxgpvideogame.com. MX.
I don't know. I still haven't been able to get into a motocross game since Excitebike, so...
Scott, let me tell you. Go find a copy of MX 2002. Possibly the greatest game in the history of video games.
All right, I was gonna clarify to Excitebike 64, but
No, MX 2002 is still better. They have a bunch of pictures. Looks like people get dirty. It doesn't look like you're really doing tricks. It looks like a more of a sim, motocross game.
Okay, so a race game.
Yeah. Which I mean, hey, I could get into this. We can get dirty. but what I liked about MX 2002 was you could do like ridiculous tricks within the race.
Yeah.
And MX 2002 also had the, they had, like, the stunt modes, where you go into, like, a course of all stunt craziness. But this does not seem to look like it has that. This looks just be pretty much straight-up racing. So, don't get me wrong, I'm super excited. Lots of licenses. I think this is, like, officially licensed by, I'm pretty sure I can just read it right here.
Whoever makes bikes.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be racing the official MXGP 2013 calendar. And it includes a redesigned career mode for living the feelings of motocross. Does that not excite you?
No, not really.
You know what? This might not be on Xbox One.
Really? Just PS? So it's a current-gen game?
No, I mean it's on PS4, but I don't know if it's on PS4. Okay. Because it literally, and their thing says, for PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, Xbox 360, video game, and entertainment system from Microsoft and Windows PC.
That is kind of odd.
Oh, the official date's also announced. March 28th.
Okay.
And they also still say the same thing. Xbox 360, video game, and entertainment system from Microsoft and Windows PC. I don't know, Scott. It seems a little shady. And I also don't know who's making this, so...
Well, hopefully we can hear more about it later on.
Scott, you should follow them on Twitter. At Milestone Italy. Oh, they also make the WRC game. The World Rally Cup game. So they make good video games.
All right.
Milestone.it. They're Italian, so how can it be bad, right?
No, I'll wait and see. I'll wait and see. No, it sounds like it could be fun.
No, you'll wait and see, Scott. I think that's going to wrap it up. Unless you have anything else, yeah, do you?
I do have one thing. I don't have anything to really talk about on it.
Sure.
But I do want to thank... I can't think of his name now. I'm going to have to go to the internet here. Uh-oh.
I've never heard of that. What, is that new? Is that a new game? Yeah. Come out by Milestone IT? What the fuck is the internet?
No, I just got to... I'll premise this way. I'm kind of in the mood to play a college basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that the college basketball games, the last two from each company, still go for quite a bit of money.
Actually. Oh, yeah. Yeah, tons. Which is why I'm not trading in this NCAA football game.
Right. No, definitely. Well, that's why I got it digitally.
Well, yeah.
So
but if you got it retailily, you could have got it and then sold it for a lot more in the future. Think about it, Scott. Come on.
Also true. So, in talking with Justin Maddock on Twitter, he is going to send me an extra copy of NCAA March Madness, or whatever they call the last game, 10, for the PS3.
The 2K one or the EA one?
The EA one.
Yeah, March Madness.
Yeah.
College Hoops is 2K.
Well, I read somewhere they like changed it to NCAA College Basketball for the last year for some reason.
Oh, interesting. Maybe they knew that was it.
That could be. Or they lost the rights to the name March Madness or something like that.
Hmm. I mean, it could. No, they. I want to say they still have them.
Oh, all right.
Because I think there was something weird. Like they still have those rights to those names.
Interesting.
And that was part of EA. That was part of NCAA pulling out. Was they lost the rights to those names now?
Oh, okay.
I think they had the March Madness and Final Four official stuff in there.
Right. But, I don't have it yet, so I don't know much to say, but I'm interested in checking it out, because I can watch college basketball, but just because there's always a lot more passion there than there is NBA.
They're actually trying?
Well, not so much, like, not even necessarily the teams, but the crowds.
Oh, true.
Like, watching a college basketball game where the crowd is into it is, I think, is absolutely amazing. Did you see the video of Michigan State having the entire building doing the Daniel Bryan yes chant for some reason or another?
Jesus Christ, I did not, and I'm happy that I have not.
Oh, it's crazy. I think it, like whatever bowl game Michigan State won, they had one of their football players in there, and he got everyone doing it. So, And it's kind of turned into a thing that at least the student section does now. But yeah, that was always my biggest thing, and I always thought 2K8 did that really well, but. 2K always being such a hard to play game, and you couldn't like automate the recruiting in season mode, kind of killed that for me. I actually sold it this last summer, mildly regretted it at this exact moment. But so I'm just gonna check out the EA game.
Yeah, Scott, I have great news for you.
What's that?
We've done during this show while I've been streaming. I've also been having Madden play in the background.
Yeah.
In two games, the Seahawks have beaten the Broncos twice.
Nice.
In Super Bowl not conditions, because they're not at MetLife Stadium, and they're not...
You can't do that in the PS4 version?
I mean, even... This is... On the main screen, it's like, play the Super Bowl matchup.
And it does it at...
It does not set it at the MetLife Stadium, which is kind of stupid.
Which is odd, because I know you can do that in the regular game.
Yeah. The first time, I think Seahawks beat Denver 10-7, and now they just won 7-6.
Those are some really low-scoring games.
Especially with these offenses, yeah. Seems a little awkward, but...
Yeah, I don't know who I'm going for in the Super Bowl.
The Seahawks, because Richard Sherman reminds me a lot of Booker T, and I like that excitement that he's bringing. And everybody hates him, so I have to root for him.
It's one of those things where when you first hear it, Like, I caught the very end of that game when I got home from work. So I saw the interception, saw that play, and then he just comes over and is like, yeah, I'm the best quarter in the league. And I know nothing else about what happened other than that. And I'm like, whoa, dude, settle down.
Though he may be the best corner in the league.
I'm not saying he's not. I guess I always hate the kind of people that come out and say that they are. But
I hate the people that come out and get angry at the people that say that they are.
Okay, fine. So you hate me. Got it.
Well, hey, Scott, why don't you let me know what iTunes reviews do? Speaking of iTunes reviews, you can head over to iTunes and rate and review That Sports Gamer Show. Give it 5 stars. That'll help us in some way that Scott does not know how.
Doesn't it, like, make us more visible or something like that?
It probably puts us up somewhere on some ranking thing. Also on Stitcher.com, you can also find us over there. I believe you can start leaving reviews now on Stitcher. So go tell them how great the show is and how much you love repurposed sweat. You can also follow us on Twitter. I am at ThatSportsGamer. Scott Binns is...
at DarthObvious.
If you like us, you can like us literally on Facebook at Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. If you want to send in comments or feedback, you can leave comments below the post on ThatSportsGamer.com or send us an email at feedback@ThatSportsGamer.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, as we said already. If you like seeing more visual stuff, like if you're watching the stream right now, you can head over to twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer and follow that, or subscribe to youtube.com/ThatSportsGamer. And also, as I said earlier, we have another show, That Sports Gamer's Retro Roundtable, with myself, Rich Grisham from the Press Row podcast, at Gamer Magazine, the official Xbox magazine, and about 48 other different places on the internet. And Player One podcast / game designer, Greg Seward, is also on that show. He's great. Actually, I think I'm going to be starting to join the Player One Gran Turismo. They have like a league.
There's leagues in that game?
No, but they're doing a league.
Okay.
So I think we're going to set up online races and
keep some sort of
point system outside or something.
Okay, so basically you're just going to race each other and keep track of it otherwise.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And like you have certain, I think the way it's going to be is like you can pick between like 3 cars to use at a track and keep it kind of limited. But should be pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited. Scott Binns, you know what next week is?
The Super Bowl?
Yeah! I'll probably live tweet the Super Bowl.
I will,
So I can lose as many followers as humanly possible.
I'll be sitting at work.
Oh, that sucks. And it's not even news work.
No, yeah, it's work where I have no clue what's going on, and yeah.
There's an @NFL2K petition that thinks I put out some video with 105,000 hits.
Okay.
No, not me. I think they want to bring back NFL2K.
You don't say.
They're ridiculous. I think, I'm going to say I don't think NFL2K is coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, they need to drop it. It's not going to happen, and even if it does, you don't want it to happen.
Yeah, have you played NBA Live? If there's a game that you want really bad...
Well, and the worst part of NBA Live is they've still been working on it every year since then.
Yeah. I need to hop back in. Supposedly it's a little bit better. I need to go check it out.
Like they patched it and made it better?
Yeah, they put some stuff in. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I believe all the news, but... I'll try to go in and check it out for next episode. I'll also play some... I'll go pick up Ollie Ollie and charge my Vita. I don't know, Scott. I think that's about it. You got anything else?
I got nothing.
Hey, congratulations to the team that won the Pro Bowl. Because we haven't watched it yet, but
It hasn't happened yet, yeah.
Yeah, but Scott,
congratulations to the Royal Rumble winner, whoever that is.
Oh, who do you think it's going to be? Who's going to be the crazy person in the Royal Rumble? Scott, that's the only reason to watch wrestling is to watch the Royal Rumble.
I honestly like the Royal Rumble more than I like WrestleMania.
Doink alive, and B, will he be at the Royal Rumble?
I think at least one person who played Doink is dead. not that that's ever stopped them from having someone else play Doink.
Excellent. Can we have Fake Hall and Nash come back?
That'd be so sick.
No.
If we can get Fake Razor and Diesel and real Kevin Nash and Scott Hall would be so sick. Scott Hall might not be able to make it to the ring.
Well, here's the problem. Well, Fake Diesel might be in the Rumble, but you'd know him better as Kane.
True. What if he came out as Fake Diesel and then also came out as Kane? And then came out as Unmasked Kane?
Come on, Scott. I think Kane's like taking some time off and just being like a executive type character now for some reason. I don't get it.
Maybe he's hurt.
It could be something like that. It's kind of funny though that whenever he comes out to do something, and the pyro still goes off, but he comes out like a suit and tie. It's kind of funny.
Is he no mask or mask?
Yeah, he took the mask off for this. In fact,
hair
whenever
or no hair.
He's actually like just growing his hair short now. Like he's just not shaving his head.
Huh, interesting.
So basically, he was bald, and then he stopped shaving his head for this.
When they put the mask back on him, he always magically gets hair back.
Yeah,
I always find that to be interesting.
At least, in backstage segments they're doing when he's just talking backstage, like his mask is on a pedestal in the background for some reason. The mask has the hair on it, so it's not like they were pretending he had hair.
Oh, okay. I always thought we were trying to pretend like he had hair.
Well, it's actually funny because if you remember, I want to say it was SummerSlam 2000. He and the Undertaker had a match. The match ended when Undertaker took Kane's mask off and he ran off. And at that point, he still had his hair long, so the mask wasn't part of the hair wasn't part of the mask. Then when he unmasked a few years later, he takes it off and now it was part of the mask.
Interesting.
Like he went bald all of a sudden.
Well, hey, he's getting up there in age. Maybe he did go bald. We'll see.
Anyway.
Oh, Scott Binns. This has been a great podcast. Long, but great.
Yeah.
If anybody didn't go to iTunes and give this 5 stars, I'd be pretty disappointed in them.
All right. Let's get out of here.
All right. Take it easy, guys. We'll see you again next week on the... Jesus.
Just be done. We're done.
Take it easy, guys. We'll see you again next week on another episode of That Sports Gamer Show.